and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Today's podcast is about people who use your mental illness against you. First, as I usually do, I'm going to start with a check-in and let you know that mood-wise, I'm normal today. Energy is pretty good too. I didn't get enough sleep. I had to wake up early, which actually helps depression. It actually elevates mood. And you can find at least one journal article, medical study about this that confirms that sleep deprivation actually improves mood. However, of course, we cannot live off sleep deprivation very long. I feel good today. I feel, which is actually a good thing because, today I had an experience with, not just a person, but a family member who tried to use my mental illness against me. So I thought that this is the perfect podcast for tonight, spurned by this event. So first I'm going to describe the event that happened to me, and then I want to talk a little bit about it and in general. So with me, a very close family member, as a matter of fact, it was my mom. And my mom may even be listening to my podcast because she's been listening to my podcast, which is great, which I appreciated. But sorry, Mom. This is me talking about my life. But don't worry because no one knows who it is. It's all anonymous. But anyways, my mom can be really difficult. Often she can be really difficult. Love her when she's not difficult. Hate her when she's difficult. No, I still love her, but don't want to be around her. Don't want to deal with that. Like, you know, you get to a certain age, over 40, and you're kind of like, don't want to deal with that crap anymore. Don't want to deal with negative. Don't want to deal with negative people. So over it. It's difficult when it's family. But anyways, getting a little off track. So I'm not going to go into the details about the argument too much. But the difficulty is I'm dealing with someone who goes back and forth on what they say, and one minute it's apples, the next minute it's not apples or oranges. And that can be, you know, gaslighting, right? And that can be, oh, for those of you who don't know what gaslighting is, it comes from the movie called Gas Lamp or Gaslight. It must have been Gaslight. With Ingrid Bergman, and it's a really good movie. Y'all have to see it. It's black and white. But you'll watch it and you'll totally get the gaslighting reference, which is a term that's actually used in psychology. And basically what it means is someone that's trying to convince you that you're going crazy, or that the reality is your reality is not reality when it actually it is, when they're actually manipulating you. So I have experienced a lot of that. It's taken me a long time to learn how to recognize it in people and not get caught up in it. And a lot of it has to do with strengthening one's self-esteem and trusting oneself more than others, more than anyone. Trust yourself first, trust your intuition. But it's also, for a lot of people, can be a skill you have to learn. Especially if you're in an environment where you learn to trust too easily or where you were manipulated a lot. But anyways, this argument did actually start regarding bipolar disorder. And I made an offhand comment, joke about, that's the bipolar disorder. When my mom was talking about how she likes to want to change things up in terms of house decor, decorating, and that kind of thing. Actually, she really wants a new house every 7 years. I call it her 7-year itch. And then, you know, she got very defensive, and I just said, hey, you know, people with bipolar disorder are really creative. Anyways, got really off track. Then we started about my sister, who was recently diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and suddenly my mom's like, no, she wasn't, and we're getting this big argument about that, which is just like completely ridiculous and bullshit, and excuse me, but don't try to gaslight me, because she was just given medication for bipolar disorder, and we had like this whole discussion about it, and you know, and she's saying we didn't, nah. Because suddenly to her, being bipolar is a negative thing. And this is, I'm going to use the word crazy here, but this is what's crazy. And yeah, I'm getting a little emotional because this is personal. But you know, I mean, she'll like, how, I don't know, so many months ago, like saying that, yeah, she thinks she's bipolar. And then, you know, a week later, no, I'm not bipolar. I never said that. Same thing with her dad. I think my dad's might have been bipolar. And then later it's like, I should have never said that. That's not true. And all this is around this stigma, this negativity around mental illness, you know? And at first I'm like really, really, you're gonna insult people with mental illness? You know, my aunt did the same thing recently. And that's like, hello, calling the kettle black there. Like, hello, you're on psychiatric meds, all right, for depression and anxiety. Should I make fun of that for you? You know, and of course I'm not going to, because, well, I have empathy. I'm understanding. I do not, you know, I'm accepting of mental illness. And you know what? There's a reason why they have the word illness on the end of that. And long story short, I did a couple of talks in hospitals through NAMI. They have this In Your Own Voice program where you go to mental health hospitals, behavioral health hospitals, and you talk about your experiences. And the interesting thing is there were a couple of women in there that didn't like the word mental illness and wanted to be mental health. And it's funny just because that was me like 20 years ago. And part of that problem, I think, well, I'm calling it a problem. I'm labeling it a problem, is not wanting to admit that you have an illness, or that stereotype, that negativity that comes with the word mental illness. But you know what I say? That's a good thing, because it is an illness. It's an illness just like diabetes or like multiple sclerosis. Yes, I'm saying that loudly to my mother, whom I hope will listen to my podcast if she got this far. I have a family member with multiple sclerosis. So anyways, you know what? It's genetic. At least a genetic predisposition. I've got multiple family members with it. My cousin, who was recently diagnosed, whom, by the way, I did bring up, and then she wanted to all negate about that too, and turn that into a bullshit story. And it's like, excuse me, but you weren't even there. You were 2,000 fucking miles away when I was having a discussion with my cousin. Excuse my French, but you know what? I'm going to get a little irritated, annoyed. Yes, and I'm going to express myself how I want to. So, yeah, so anyways, that's kind of part of the conversation that had. And I just said, fuck you, I'm out of here. And I just said, I'm not coming back. And you know what? I told him, I mean it this time, and I do. So if you're listening, Mom, I mean it this time. I'm not ever coming back to that house. I don't really give a shit. You know what? I've done so much for you. I'm the only one. There's no other children to help. They rely on me. I've done so much. I've been there for them so much, and still had planned to continue being there. But you know what? If you're going to insult me, you're going to insult my illness, which has caused disability for me, then you know what? I don't want any part of you, because I don't want any part of anyone like that. Why should I? You know, they say we can't pick our family. We can pick our friends. And none of my friends would be like that. I have great friends. I'm really, really happy and really blessed about the people that I have in my life. And actually, I did pick my friends, didn't I? We get to a point, we do pick our friends. And sometimes we leave our friends. But our family, yeah, unfortunately, they're not always what we want. But we can make choices, and we can choose to leave, and we can choose not to have relationships with people, because you know what? They're negative. They're, as my aunt would say, basement people. They're elevated. She told me this when I was just in my early 20s. And they're basement people, and they're elevator people. You can figure it out. But the elevator people bring you up. The basement people bring you down. And why would I want to hang out with a basement person? Why would I want to hang out with people that bring me back down? Why would I want to hang out with people that criticize me and criticize what I have? Now, see, I already know what my mom's going to say to this. She's going to say, come back and say, well, you criticize me. See, because it's always about trying to turn it on back on me like she did this time. But you know what? Sorry, I don't fall for that bullshit anymore. Used to. Sad. No wonder I suffered from depression since I was like born, like literally. And so let's talk about you guys, because this has been really focused on me and my family. But I want to discuss how people try to use your mental health against you. And first, I want to give you another example of a woman. I think I've talked about it before, but a woman that I knew through a volunteer program years ago, who had was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and she was just a very lovely woman. And yes, she saw the world differently than many of us. But let me tell you, that woman was genius smart, and she did also talk about how the animals in the forest talked to her. But I did not judge anything she said, because who am I to judge if the animals talk to her? Because maybe they do talk to her. I don't know. Maybe it's a superpower. Animals don't talk to me, but you know, there are things that I do that, like, I've seen a couple of spirits in my life, and other people think that's crazy. But one of the things that I learned about her, that she told me, and then also someone that organized the program, because it was a volunteer program where I was matched with her. It was a peer-to-peer program, by the way. It's called CompEer, C-O-M-P as in Paul, E-E-R, and it's an amazing program, and we need it, like, everywhere. And unfortunately, National doesn't support the local chapters, so that's why there aren't a lot of local chapters. But I just wish it or some other organization could be everywhere like that, because it really reduces hospitalizations and suicides, and it's just amazing program. Go look it up if it's still going. I hope it is. But anyways, so at home, like, her husband would be, you know, I can't give you an example of real conversations because I don't know, but they'd be like, well, I say they because she had children, but I know the husband for sure would be like, that's your schizophrenia talking, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, and just a lot of negativity. And that was my first introduction. Well, it wasn't my first introduction, but at least using someone else as another example. It wouldn't have been the first time that my mother used mental health against me. Oh yeah, I didn't even tell you exactly what she said. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. You must be having one of your low days. You know, try to make me feel bad about myself." Well, the good thing is I'm not having a low day. Thank you, God. and that my self-esteem is really well intact right now. It's not too low. It's not too high. And I'm a little lively, but that's actually my fun, normal self. And I'm glad I wasn't low because that might have affected me. But goddamn, that's manipulative. And that's really low, isn't it? Like, that's really just steeping low. Is that a word, steeping low? What's the expression? I'm really bad that with expressions sometimes and words. But that's like in the mud. That's like really like the worms crawling in the mud low. And, you know, who should talk? Kettle black. So, the thing is, if you haven't experienced this, you may. I think that, it's scary. And this is probably one of the reasons why people don't like to talk about, you know, mental illness and their mental health is because they're scared that people are going to judge them. They're scared that people might use it against them. Do I think that if I just like suddenly posted on my Facebook page that I have bipolar disorder, that people wouldn't use that against me? Absolutely. Especially when it comes to business. People, you might use that to not hire me for something. Or people might use that as an excuse for something that didn't work. You know, let's say I couldn't make it to something. It's unfortunate, but that is society. Now, when it comes to family members or friends, if you experience this with a family member or a friend, well, the friend, the easiest thing is, you know what? That's not a friend. That is most likely someone that you don't want in your life. If they cannot empathize or if they try to use your mental health against you. Most likely, that is an unhappy person. That is a manipulative person. That is a cruel person. That is someone that thinks fairly lowly of themselves, right? To criticize that of you. So I say drop them. Family member, it gets more complicated. So what I, you know, and this can happen in other circumstances, where you just can't leave that easily maybe, or maybe where you're going to be extremely wounded by it. So the best thing that I suggest is work on your core, work on your self-esteem, work on your compassion, not just for other people, but for yourself. Find that empathy and compassion and acceptance for yourself, because you know what? There's nothing wrong with you. Even if you think there's something wrong, or if you're abnormal, my counsel and I were recently discussing this. You know, the term, I don't know if it still is the name of the class. I pray that they have changed the name. But the Psychology 101 used to be called maybe it wasn't Psych 101, but class. Well, anyways, Abnormal Psychology was a class. Abnormal Psychology. I mean, that is really fucked up, isn't it? I'm losing my track here. I gotta go back to my train of thought. Oh yeah. So you gotta get strong with your core, with that part of your self-esteem where you can let these words bounce off you. So you can feel confident in the fact that you are not defined by a label. You are not defined by a mood or an energy or a psychotic break. Who you are is who you are inside, in your heart, in that creative mind of yours, in how you think about other people and how you treat other people and how you feel about your pets or your friends or other loved ones. It's about the kind of person you are. And if you need to work on that, work on that. But your mental illness does not define you. And someone else absolutely does not define you, because you are a much better person than anyone that would try to bring you down, whether it's mental illness or anything else. They're the ones with the problems, not you. So I hope you appreciated that little story and pep talk. And I will say good evening. I'm recording this a day later, so rewind. I wanted to add a little fact that my parents live an hour away. And so for them to let me leave, because I usually stay overnight, I'm leaving in the dark. And so I have to drive back at night. Actually, at that time, the sun was setting, but I have driven back at night before. And also, it is a long drive for me because I have problems with neck and shoulder pain. And so it's added pain that I have to add to it. And they could give a shit, pretty much. They can care less, right? To allow me to leave. And that's what really turns me off, is I just think that's so unacceptable. and so unkind and so unthoughtful and so uncaring. People get into arguments, but there's just certain boundaries that I feel that shouldn't be crossed that are being crossed. Today in physical therapy, it was so painful today. And it was because of the driving. And he said, drive, this is what driving will do. I shouldn't be driving 2 hours a day. It's hard for me to drive over 20 minutes. So I just wanted to add that so you can understand a little bit more why allowing me to leave is just a bit more painful in many ways. Thanks. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on, and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at, or at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks, guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next or talk to you next time.